Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to this episode of the Shine with Sophie podcast. It is your host, Sophie, it is me. And I want to apologize if you noticed, or if you didn't notice, that's absolutely fine. But we took a little pause on an episode last week, so you weren't given an episode last week because Sophie was not very well. I was absolutely floored with the world's worst cold. I got the pleasure of experiencing the world's worst cold last week, and I wasn't able to record anything for you guys. So I just took it as like a divine opportunity to take a week off, because of course I am very consistent and devoted to giving you all an episode every single week. If you're new to the podcast, you will soon realize that every single Wednesday you will receive a new episode. So please, if you haven't already, please subscribe and follow the podcast, because I have some new guests coming on, very exciting guests coming on, and episodes that will be coming every single week for you to tune into and have a weekly dose of shine and a bit of me into your life and into your days. So yeah, I just wanted to put that out there and apologise if anyone was like, where's the episode? I did obviously share on my Instagram, but you may just be here, you may just find me here. So I just wanted to let you know that I was unwell. I have not disappeared. We are back, better and bigger than ever. But before we get into this short, sweet solo episode, I want to ask you, how are you? How are you today? How are you truly feeling today? How does your body feel? How does your mind feel? How does your soul feel? I just want you to take a deep breath and just ask yourself, how am I today? On a scale to 0 to 10, how am I feeling in my body, in my mind? And just trust in whatever number comes up is absolutely perfect, whether that be a 2, whether that be a 10, whatever it is, allow that number to be completely perfect, okay? And when you have that number to mind, just again, hold yourself with some love, some compassion, and I want you to ask yourself, how can I increase that number just a little bit today? Knowing that I'm worthy, knowing that I'm capable, knowing that I'm safe to devote time to make myself feel better. And obviously you're listening to this podcast, so there's part of you that wants to uplift yourselves today, wants to feel good in your mind, feel good in your body. So thank you for being here, and hopefully this episode and my energy can provide that kind of light and love to you if you are feeling a bit down. And if not, if you're feeling good, then this is just going to expand you even more. But just bringing attention to how you're feeling and starting to actually have some kind of honest check-ins and reflections each day. Like when I first get up in the morning, before I get out of bed, I just sit up, I take a deep breath, and I just tune into how I'm feeling that morning and what it is I need to feel good, to feel good in my mind, to feel good in my body. Because it's going to be different every day, especially if you are a woman and you are on your hormone cycle, and obviously at different times of the month you're going to be feeling different, so you're going to need different things and need different practices. And like obviously when you're in your menstrual cycle or your premenstrual cycle, you are going to be a bit lower energy, so maybe a slower kind of meditation or yoga flow would make you feel better. Whereas if you are obviously in the middle of your cycle, or you're at like a stage in the month where you are obviously got more energy, then a kind of cardio exercise or going out a walk or doing a tap-in or something maybe better for you. Or obviously just checking in with anything outside of you that is going on, and it's affecting your nervous system, it's affecting your mind and your body, and just starting to allow yourself to check in with yourself, allowing yourself to show up for yourself in those ways, and knowing that you're worthy, knowing that you are safe to devote time to yourself, to feel good in your mind, to feel good in your body. That's the first thing I wanted to say. It just came through for me there. That's just my intuition talking at this point. But before we dive even deeper, because I feel like this conversation is actually off the back of one, a conversation that I had with a client, but also two, from being unwell last week. And the conversation I had with the client was obviously off the back of being unwell. And we're going to talk about healthy pushing and unhealthy pushing. So get excited for that. But before we dive in, one last thing I want you to reflect on is, what are you celebrating or what are you grateful for today? If you want to send me a DM at _shinewithsophie on Instagram and tell me one thing that you're celebrating or one thing that you're grateful for, or both. tell me, or just reflect with yourself. For me, I am grateful that my energy is back. I'm coming back alive. To be fair, I kind of enjoyed having, I guess, an excuse to just rest because I had no other option last week, because it really did floor me. And I'm celebrating. What am I celebrating? I've got just really fun calls this week. Fun calls with guests coming on the podcast, clients, and just collaborations and meetings that are expansive and exciting. So I am really celebrating that, because I think, and the reason I want you to take that time with me to reflect on the things that you're grateful for and celebrating, because we can get a bit a default. As a human, we can just naturally go to what isn't working, what's going wrong, the kind of harder things in life. And I'm also human too, and I'm also navigating struggles and navigating challenges too. And it's important for me to not be so consumed by those struggles and allow them to weigh me down. But instead, look at what is going good. Look at the things that are happening, that are expanding, that are exciting, that I'm grateful for, that I'm leaning into, and lean into that energy. So that's why I really, in every client session I have, and obviously in the podcast and the workshops I hold, and just in my social media, I really, and even my membership portal, I'm consistently asking and inviting you guys to reflect on what you're celebrating, reflect on what you're grateful for, because it's such a simple but profound practice that really just rewires your brain, rewires your mindset, your kind of way of perception, your way of thinking, that can change so much and allow you to become a magnet as well, a vibrational match, and it just starts to shift so much in your life, so that we're not always looking at what is going wrong and the challenges in our life and allowing them to weigh you down. So that's another thing that wants to come through today, is the power of reflection on your celebrations and on your gratitudes. And even if you want to start doing that, like, consistently at night time, where you journal on the three things that you're grateful from that day and three things that you're celebrating within yourself or just in general, and starting to build that muscle up. So that's just something I wanted to share with you guys. There's obviously someone that needs to hear that. So take what resonated, leave what doesn't. But the main thing that I wanted to highlight there is, one, starting to build awareness and connection to how you're feeling each day, and giving yourself what you need each day, knowing that you're worthy and knowing that you're safe to do that. And the second thing is the power of celebrating yourself, the power of gratitude and focusing on the things that are working, the things that are good, and leaning into that and allowing those things to expand. Because I'm pretty sure you probably heard the phrase, what you focus on grows. So if you're constantly focusing on the challenges, the struggles, the things that are feeling really fucking hard, then that's just going to constantly expand and grow, you know? So how can we start to focus our attention on gratitude and your small wins, your big wins, and get excited about the inevitability of that energy growing? And if you are interested in that energy of gratitude, I actually have something a collaboration coming very soon. So get excited about that, because you guys know, if you are a kind of loyal listener of this podcast, you'll know that gratitude is something that I scream and shout about, something that I embody every single day, and something that was the first practice that changed everything for me, and that I've always come back to, and has healed me and expanded me, and in so many ways. So I just wanted to put that in there and get you guys excited. But what I really wanted to talk about today in this short solo episode, which I think this is going to be the last solo episode for a little while maybe. I do have some guests coming on that I'm super excited, because we went through a full phase of having so many guests, and then we went through like a phase of like just being solo episodes. And yeah, I would love to know actually, if you are a regular listener of the podcast, if you could let me know what you prefer. Do you prefer guests episode? Do you prefer solo episodes? Or do you prefer a mix? Please let me know at _shinewithsophie on Instagram, or even if you're listening on Spotify, you can just put it in the little kind of box below the episode. Because I would really like to know. For me, I actually enjoy guests more because I like connecting with people and being in the energy of other people as well. But also, whenever there's something on my heart that I just want to share, then it's nice. I know that I'm obviously talking to people here, and I know that there's people listening, but sometimes it can get a little bit, I guess, not harder because I'm used to doing this now, but when you're talking to a mic and you're not yet speaking to the people haven't heard it yet. Again, it's different doing it on solo episodes, and it's different doing it with guests. So yeah, let me know what you prefer, and yeah, how I can best provide you guys moving forward as we expand on the podcast. Anyways, I keep getting sidetracked. Welcome to the mind of Sophie, where she just is all in so many different directions. But the main thing I really wanted to speak on here is that healthy pushing and the unhealthy pushing, okay? And which one are you in? And starting to draw attention and awareness to what healthy pushing is, what unhealthy pushing is, and how we can shift into more healthy pushing. And what I mean by pushing, because I don't really like the word pushing, I just don't like the energy of like forcing things. We don't like that here in the Shine Fam. We like things to be at ease, magnetic, and an alignment, you know? We don't force things here. However, what I mean by the healthy pushing is like pushing yourself outside your comfort zone with the intention to expand and to not hold yourself back. So obviously there's a fine line, I think, between like the healthy pushing and the unhealthy pushing. And obviously it is healthy to push yourself to do something that's going to expand yourself. It is healthy to lean into the fear and do something that scares you, and have to push yourself a little at the beginning, you know? Have to push yourself to do it, even though it's in the lot, like, in turn, it's actually going to support you, okay? It's going to expand you. It's going to bring some good to you. Whereas there's this unhealthy pushing where you're pushing through things. You're neglecting yourself for a false sense of safety, for people pleasing, for thinking that you can't say no, for thinking that you can't actually lean back and rest. For example, the reason this was really brought up was because the client that I was having this conversation with, I've actually been helping her come out of a state of burnout and mental exhaustion. And obviously I was unwell last week, and I could have easily pushed through that unhealthy pushing of put. I couldn't have easily. It would have been fucking difficult. But but we live in such a fast-paced world that celebrates pushing through and forcing things and not giving up and like neglecting yourself to achieve certain things or please other people. You know, and this is the unhealthy pushing that I want to support you guys in no longer being a victim to, no longer saying yes to, and instead choosing a healthy pushing. You know, I don't want to, like, if you're choosing any sort of pushing, choose this pushing where you're pushing yourself outside your comfort zone to say no to people, to say yes to yourself, to expand yourself, to put yourself into expansive spaces, to put yourself out there, to let go of things that no longer serve you. That's the healthy push in that I want you guys to lean into. Not this unhealthy push in of pushing through relationships, pushing through work opportunities, even though it is not good for you. It's not serving you in the slightest. All it's doing is giving you resentment, unhappiness, unfulfillment. So if I were to ask you, what pushing are you in right now? Are you in, maybe you're in a bit of both, and that's absolutely fine as well. What pushing are you, do you spend most of your time in, I guess? Is it that unhealthy pushing of pushing through on work, pushing through in business, pushing through your fears, pushing through the resistance or pushing through the heaviness that you feel? And how is that actually serving you as well? Because even when you're feeling heavy, you're feeling scared, you're feeling anxious, yes, there's an element of leaning into the fear, but when it comes to pushing through it and suppressing things, that's when it gets unhealthy. So maybe you have clicked on this episode, you found this episode for a reason, because this is a sign that it's time for you to stop neglecting yourself, to stop prioritizing other people or getting stuck in society's way of being, of neglecting yourself and celebrating, pushing through and not giving up and whatever it is. Because really, deep within you, you are not happy. You're not happy. It's not serving you. It's not serving anyone, actually. It's not serving anyone. And how can you start to allow your nervous system, allow your body, allow yourself to know that it's safe to stop pushing, to release the need to push, to lean back more often, to say no more often, to choose yourself more often, whatever that looks like. And instead of pushing through, pushing yourself to choose yourself, pushing yourself to say yes to yourself, to step outside of that comfort zone, that box that we've been placed in, that's no longer serving you, that no longer supports you, and knowing that you are worthy of doing that. So becoming aware of where you have been pushing through and neglecting yourself, whether that's pushing through in relationships and opportunities that you no longer want to be in, whether that's been neglecting your health to please others, to not have to say no, where is it that you have been pushing through and neglecting yourself? And what if you were to start choosing yourself in more small ways? What if you were to start saying no? What would you say no to right now? What's something that you've wanted to say no to, but you keep saying yes to? You keep saying yes to because you're scared, or because it's just a pattern that we've been in, or there's an underlying belief. What is it that you keep saying yes to, or holding on to, or pushing through, that no longer serves you and that you want to say no to? And how can you start to ease yourself into feeling safe and worthy to start saying no? And what would happen? What will happen if you start to say no to others? Say no to this way of being, this way of neglecting yourself? And what if you were to start knowing that you are worthy and deserving of choosing yourself and prioritizing yourself? What would start changing in your life? What would start changing in your relationships, in your mental health, in your well-being? And again, the reason why I brought this conversation to the podcast this week is obviously because I was sick last week and I had to take the full week off and I had to say no to pushing through. And I chose to say no to pushing through because that isn't the way, that isn't the footsteps that I want to create anymore for you guys to follow. I want to create these footsteps where we get to, it is safe to prioritize ourselves. We are supported. divinely, intuitively supported to prioritize our health and our well-being. It is our birthright to prioritize ourselves, to choose ourselves. And when we do, that's when magic can start happening. That's me bringing in the magic. But that's when magic can start happening. I actually wrote a post and I put it on my Instagram, and I'm actually going to read it out to you. But another reason that I spoke about that I brought this conversation to the podcast is because one of my one-on-one clients, I have been helping her move out of burnout and mental exhaustion. And at the start of one of our calls, at the start of the call this week, I actually asked, we're just having a nice welcome conversation to the session, and I said, what is something that, and what ways have you changed since working with me? And the main one being the way that she allows herself to now lean back and rest and not feel the need to say yes to people or push through or neglect herself or always keep doing things, always be on the move. And if you're not on the move and you're not always doing something, then the world's going to end, or you're going to have to feel your feelings or whatever it is. But now, since working with me, she feels more at ease to rest in, to stepping back, to connecting with herself. And that's when opportunities are finding her. Alignment is finding her. Happiness within herself. She's refinding herself because she's choosing to prioritize herself, to lean back a little bit. And this post that I put up on Instagram, I'm going to read it out in case you didn't read it. But sometimes reading out captions, and I know that some people have read it, but reading it out, you kind of hear it different, right? So this is what it said. What are you afraid will happen if you stopped and rested? We live in such a fast-paced world that celebrates hustle, pushing through and neglecting ourselves. But I don't know about you, but I'm kind of over it. I want us as a collective to choose ourselves and inner peace because we deserve to stop neglecting ourselves, to know that it's okay and safe to rest, to know you get to rest and say no, to give yourself permission that it's safe to just be, to give yourself permission to listen to your body. Nothing bad is going to happen. In fact, only good can happen. It's where energy is restored again, clarity comes through, space is created, deeper connection with yourself can happen. So how is your body and mind feeling today? What does it need this week? How can you give yourself permission to listen to what it needs? How can you remind yourself that you are safe, you are supported, and you are worthy of taking a step back? Last week I had the pleasure of experiencing the world's worst cold, and I had 7 days resting and taking it real slow. And it was hard, I'm not going to lie. But I seen it as a divine opportunity for me to strengthen my nervous system's capacity to feel safe to lean back and rest. Because as I move forward, it is important for me to not get stuck into the hustle and neglecting self way of working and being, and create the footsteps for you to follow me. So, which path of being are you following? Which path of being are you following? Are you going to choose to keep pushing through and neglecting yourself? Are you going to choose to push yourself outside your comfort zone? Start choosing yourself. Start leaning back, connecting with yourself, allowing those kind of heavy emotions to be there that you've been trying to ignore and allowing them to heal. So that clarity, that connection, that happiness, that fulfillment, the opportunities can start to find you. The alignment can start to find you. Let me know, please, if you're listening on Spotify, if this resonated with you at all, or if you're not listening on Spotify, or you prefer to message me on Instagram, please message me @_shinewithsophie and let me know if this resonated with you. Let me know if this is something that you needed to hear, and if you are going to join me and choosing to prioritize yourself, choosing to prioritize rest and listening to your body, say no to things that your heart and your body doesn't want to say yes to. please let me know if this resonated. Please send it to a friend or someone you think needs to hear this conversation or this topic. And if you haven't already, please subscribe, follow the podcast, leave a little rating, a little review if you're feeling nice. Because like I said at the start, I provide weekly episodes. We've got amazing guests coming on. I'm really, really excited to bring those conversations to you. And also, if you haven't already subscribed to my email list, I am giving all my email subscribers and anyone who signs up to my email list a free Shine Empowering Walking Meditation. So this is one of my newest meditations that I have put into my membership, but I'm gifting my email list subscribers it for free. So if you want to have that free Shine Empowering Walking Meditation, I'll leave a link in the show notes for you to get your download. So if you just put your name, your email, and there will be an automatic email sent to you with a link to download that meditation. It is, like I said, one of my brand new meditations, and it is one that is most loved and valued within my membership and with all the Shine souls that have already listened to it and practiced it. I love it because it's a fun signature meditation. It is one that you can take out on your walk, on your treadmill. So if you are new to meditation, or you kind of find it hard to get into meditation, or you just want like a meditation to go a walk with, or like a fun different kind of meditation, then this is a perfect meditation for you. Or even if you are kind of finding it hard to like get exercise in and get meditation in and kind of like weave in all the practices that you want to practice, then this is perfect because it brings in some exercise, getting out in nature, as well as a meditation. So I will leave a link in the show notes for you guys to grab that. I am really proud of it. I practice it almost daily on all my walks and I fucking love it. So yeah, go check it out. Let me know how you find it and how it helps. And I will speak to you all next week for another episode. Bye.